If you're anything like me, you like nothing better than kicking back with a beer. Whether you're with friends or on your own, sipping a can in the sunshine or nursing a pint by the fire, beer has the power to refresh and to remind us of some of the very best things in life. Perhaps your favourite is a big, juicy IPA, or maybe ruby black stouts are more your style, or perhaps your heart lies with a pint of cask ale produced by a brewery just a few miles from your home and then hand-pulled in your local pub. But whichever it is, and however much you love beer, how much do you really know about what's in your glass? My name's Emma Inch, and in this short series, I'm going to be looking at the four main ingredients of beer: hops, malt, water, and yeast. I'll be talking to producers, to brewers, to experts, and to drinkers, and finding out exactly what goes into a pint of beer. And in this episode, I'm going to be taking a closer look at hops.
There is something very special because they're not just any old agricultural crop. They require a lot of attention to grow. So from the growing point of view, they're special. They have a folklore and a religious significance behind them. So a bit like vines in Europe, hops in the northern Europe and in Britain have a folklore and history that is more than just an agricultural crop. And each hop is uniquely different.
That was Dr. Peter Darby, who until his recent retirement oversaw the hop research programme at Y Hops in Kent. And with help from him and other top hop experts, I'm going to be finding out more about what a hop actually is, how and where hops grow, what brewers use them for, and how they make the journey from the hop garden to the beer in your glass.